Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Ann McCullough Kelly, Sarah Davis, and Spence Vermeer with the Union Street Players join us on today's program to preview their upcoming performances of The Wizard of Oz. The cast and crew of The Wizard of Oz with Union Street Players, it's coming up July 21st and will run 7 shows all the way through the end of next weekend on the 30th. First of all, Anne, as the director of the show, many people know what The Wizard of Oz is, but if they don't, what is this show all about and what's some of the work you've been putting in over the past couple months?
Well, the show The Wizard of Oz is about a young girl named Dorothy who, during a tornado, finds herself spirited away to a magical land called Oz, and it's the story of her struggle to get back home to Kansas and all the friends that she meets along the way, including the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Cowardly Lion, and how they all help each other get a brain, a heart, the nerve, and a home.
Very good. And we have two of the cast members here right now, and the Cowardly Lion and Dorothy. And for the two of you, what kind of led you into auditioning for these roles, and how have you been able to bring these characters to life?
This is a part that has been a bucket list role for me for ever since I really started acting. It's one of my favorite roles of one of the most beloved movies and plays of all time. I remember when I was young, Wizard of Oz was appointment television. You know, it came on once a year, I believe on CBS Channel 8 here in Des Moines, and you set your schedule around it because you never, you know, back in the time before videotape and everything like that, you, if you wanted to see it, you watched it. And so our family has always just kind of had a nuance of liking the Cowardly Lion. And so I've been waiting for Union Street Players for, well, since I started 27 years ago for them to do Wizard of Oz. So it's been a long wait, but well worth it.
I auditioned because I love The Wizard of Oz. I love the story and I love the message that it sends. And Dorothy has been a dream role for me since I was little. I used to dress up as her for Halloween, and I've watched the movie well over 100 times just in my lifetime.
Well, and the costuming, the design, all the above, a lot of work that goes into that. And what are some of the preparations and what are some of the things that the local community will see in this version of The Wizard of Oz?
Well, they're going to see some pretty neat special effects staging-wise. One of the challenges of The Wizard of Oz is that there are so many different settings, which means places that the actors go to. And with our stage being the size that it is, there's not a lot of room for us to store a lot of different physical set pieces. And so we have used something called a backscreen projection system and created a whole pile of digital images to show how Dorothy travels from Kansas to Munchkinland, to the Scarecrow's Field, to the Apple Orchard, through several haunted forests, to the Emerald City, to the Witch's Castle. And so those are some pretty neat effects that will be seen. Costume-wise, we have nearly 50 people in this cast. And many of those people in the adult and child ensemble are playing multiple characters. So we easily have over 100 costumes in this show. So it's been no small feat to get everyone costumed. And we are thankful for the support of the Union Street Players Costume Shop and the costume shops from Pella Christian High School and Newton Community Theater and all of the other individuals who have helped us to pull these costumes together.
And for the actors, what makes being a part of The Wizard of Oz fun for you?
Well, it's just The Wizard of Oz. I mean, you know, all the way from music that was Oscar-winning to iconic characters that, you know, the Wicked Witch of the West, I remember that being one of the top three villains on AFI's Villains of All Time. So, and it's a fantasy movie, so you don't anticipate things like that being that scary, but boy, you look at the Wicked Witch of the West and she's a nasty person, and it's just countered by Dorothy's innocence and youth and all banding together to, you know, rid the Land of Oz of the Wicked Witch, and just everything about it just is such a delight to watch.
Yeah, I agree with Spence, but I think it's really fun being in show because you meet so many people and you like develop all these inside jokes and you're just like a little family from when rehearsals start to the very end of the show. And it's actually kind of sad when the show ends because you're like, I'm not going to see these people every day. So I'm really excited just to work with new people and same people I've worked with before, some of them. And it's just a super fun show. And I'm really excited to have an audience to see us.
And that's where this comes in. The audience to see starting July 21st through the 30th and 7 shows between now and then, and a family-friendly show for all ages.
There is one thing we would like to let the community know. Among some of our special effects include explosion sound effects and some flash fire. So if those special effects might cause anyone concern, that's a good thing for them to be aware about before they come to the show, and to rest assured that we have taken all proper safety precautions. We are so excited to share this with the community. Please get your tickets soon. They are available online through our website, www.unionstreetplayers.com, or you can buy them at the door at any performance.
Once again, that was Ann Mikola Kelly, Sarah Davis, and Spence Vermeer with Union Street Players previewing their upcoming performances of The Wizard of Oz. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.